Case number 11,083, Deborah G. and Deborah C. Skiven, south of Route 64, Lighthouse Road, south of Wilson Avenue, being lot 16 within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Hi. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. David Skiven, 752 Woodhaves Avenue, Cadenceville, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Again, gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney representing Mr. Skiven. I've again handed out a small exhibit package that I'll be referring to. Mr. Skiven purchased lot 16 in Cape Windsor in 2007, and there was an old mobile home located on the lot at that time that has been removed from the site. If you look at Exhibit 1, it's a survey showing what Mr. Skiven proposes. He intends to build a new house on the property. As submitted here, the plans show a 30-foot wide home to be located on the property. Again, 48 feet in width, and you'll note that the lot here is only a 40-foot wide lot. The lot fronts on Wilson Avenue, and the rear of the lot is actually on a bulkhead and is on the bay, actually, back there. Exhibit 2 is a plot of Cape Windsor. There's a small arrow there just showing where the lot is located. Cape Windsor is, as you can see from this, is basically made up of long streets with lots fronting on the streets. And then at the end of those streets, where it comes to a T, the lots there all front on the bay. And these are, we refer to these lots as the point lots. So they're at the end of these streets. Exhibits 3 and 4 were just aerial photos of Cape Windsor. And you can see that it's pretty much just about completely built out. Exhibit 4 actually shows Mr. Skiven's lot, and you can kind of see there where the mobile home had been located just from the photo there. All the lots facing the street in Cape Windsor are 50-foot lots, and what's unusual on these point lots is that basically they're only 40 feet in width and 120 feet in length. So they're not as wide as the lots that are located along the street. Obviously, a 40-foot lot width with two 10-foot side yard setbacks would only permit a 20-foot wide house, which is not really very feasible for new construction. So as filed, this was requesting a 5-foot variance from each of the side yards to permit a 30-foot house with two 5-foot side yard setbacks. And there wouldn't be any steps or other things encroaching into that setback area. Now, Mr. Skiven has informed me that he is agreeable to reducing his request to just one 5-foot side yard setback, which he would like to have the variance on the west side of the property. Now, this request is not unusual in this area in Cape Windsor. You all probably recall that there's been a history of variance cases with the board in Cape Windsor, and the board itself has noted that Cape Windsor was originally intended as a mobile home development, and that particularly these 40-foot lots are wide enough for single-wide mobile homes. But Cape Windsor's location, obviously it's a very beautiful location, and it's resulted in the homes being upgraded over a period of time. If you look at Exhibit G, which again is a tax map of the point lots, basically there's 25 point lots located in Cape Windsor. 15 of those lots have been granted variances for side yard setbacks, rear yard setbacks, and things of that nature, mainly because of the width of the lots. So 60% of the lots on the point there, have variances. There's been 8 variances granted since 2000 on the closest lots to our site, and as I said, the board has noted on numerous occasions that that these point lots are undersized, and that that a variance is appropriate for the reasonable use of the property, and that because of what has happened there, the variance would not alter or affect the character of the area. So as to the legal standard, the unique circumstances here are obviously due to the 40-foot width and the history of the development as it's evolved from a mobile home to a new home community. The variance is needed for reasonable use of the property. Again, as I stated, we're seeking just the variance on the west side of the property. The need for the variance was not created by the applicant. These are 40-foot wide lots, and they've always been that width. Again, the variance would not alter the essential character of the area. Over 60% of the point lots have variances. And again, this is certainly the minimal variance that would be required. We were seeking 5-foot side yard variances, but we're reducing that to 1, so this is certainly the minimum that could be requested. And the lot 17, tax map parcel 145, which is the lot next to us from which we're seeking the 5-foot variance, from checking the records, there was a variance granted for that lot, so that parcel already had a variance granted closer to us, so we're not really encroaching on them in that that's already there and we'll be there, so we're in effect affecting each other in similar manner. Mr. Scavone, is everything I just stated true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And again, gentlemen, that's everything I have to present, unless you have any questions for me.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Whitman?
No.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Rickard?
How's it going to look when you say that on the west side, you don't need anything on the east side? Or are you reducing the size of the proposed dwelling?
Am I reducing the size? Yeah. If I understand you, rather than a 30-foot house, it's going to be a 25-foot wide
house. Okay. All right. So you can reduce it there to I see what he's doing, 25.
So it'll be more open on the east side.
Okay. And there is a variance on lot 17? I think you stated there's a variance already exists on lot 17.
Let me get my lot straight here. On lot 15.
15, is it? Okay.
Yep. Oh, wait a minute.
No, you're right. I think that's what I have also.
Looking at Exhibit 6 or G, it looks like Lot 15 is the one highlighted. Lot 17 is not.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
And Lot 16 is the site.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. No other questions.
Okay. No further questions. And I have no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Kerry Wertz.
And your address?
38834 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm a resident of Cape Windsor, and I'm a close neighbor to Dave, and I'm familiar with all my neighbors throughout the area. I live there full time. I propose that anybody that tears a mobile home down, and most of the mobile homes in our neighborhood are from the 60s and 70s. In general, they're dilapidated, They haven't been kept up like maybe they should have been. But it does two things. It beautifies our neighborhood by putting a new structure there and tearing down the dilapidated mobile homes. It also increases the tax base for our county, which is very helpful as well. In our community, on the properties that are on either side of this property, and again, I'm very familiar with all my neighbors, lot 15 is on the corner, and that's the one that was granted a variance, I guess a couple years ago, to build a structure. And he has a 5-foot setback on the west side. And what we do, or the way we've been working, or the Zoning Commission in Cape Windsor, is on these ends where we have the 40-foot lots, if he's got a 5-foot setback on this side, then he should have a 5-foot setback on this side, and that gives us the space between two houses as you go down the line, which makes good sense. On lot 17, which hasn't been granted a variance, this is a trailer that's been in the community for quite some time. It's well kept. It's in good shape and so forth. But that trailer is less than 5 feet from their variance side and less than 10 feet from the other side. I know that because we have a boat that has gone into the yard, and the boat's not 10 feet wide, and it's sitting on the edge. It's lodged between the side of the house and the fence. They're working on that. We had a hard time with the storm. But I think that what David is trying to achieve here is in keeping with the development of Cape Windsor. It's beautifying Cape Windsor. You know, at some point in the future, if Lot 15 does ever develop, then the 10-foot side would be on their east side, not the west side, and the west side would be their 5-foot side. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I have to say as far as the 5-foot, 10-foot on each side. Oh, but I'm sir. In favor of the building.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ma'am, you want to come forward, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
I'm Dr. E. Ann Riley at 38838 Wilson Avenue, otherwise known as 17 Wilson.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ma'am, you have to take them down on the end to the okay. secretary, please. Okay. Thank you.
We're going to have to keep these.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have lived in Cape Windsor since 1983. I've been there long enough to see a lot of fires up in Fenwick Island on a windy day, and houses that are close together, the fires jump from house to house. My house has never had a variance. When I built my addition onto the house, it's no longer a mobile home. It has a big fireplace and foundation and stick-built roof and the whole thing, so it's no longer a mobile home. It's closer to being something like a double wide. When I built that addition on, I could only go out 8 feet, and that was on the west side of my house. There's 11 and a half feet between my house and my fence to the person next to me. So there's only 4.5 feet from my house to my fence next to the property at question. In other words, my fence probably is a few inches in from, you know, the line. But my house wall is 4.5 feet from my fence. And I don't know how close this sounds like it's going to be coming to my house, but I've gotten a price a couple of years ago for solar panels on my roof, but I haven't been able to move forward because I don't know what the blockage is going to be with the house. Now, I have no... I don't know quite how these things work, but I have no opposition to someone making a longer house. They're 120 feet long lots, 40 feet wide. But I'm very concerned about fire hazard, the solar. I have a lot of plantings there. I've spent hundreds of dollars, lots of money on my plantings. I have a lot of flowers. And if I get total shade, I don't know what's going to happen to those things because they're not shade kinds of things. So besides the solar and the fire hazard, it just is very, very concerning to me that we've got all kinds of problems there out in the water, not just in there where people's pilings are and that sort of thing. And the closer you get to somebody's house, it's really scary. So I ask you to please consider. I went out the limit that I was allowed to go, so I'm 11 and a half feet from my fence, which is something like 8 feet from the next house, an additional 8 feet. So it's something like close to 20 feet between my western wall and the eastern wall of the guy next to me. Okay, so there's quite a bit of distance there, and that feels comfortable. But how close would that make him being to me if he gets this? Sounds like he's going to be 5 feet from my fence.
He's going to be 5 feet from your property line.
Yeah, that's really scary. I think that's outrageous. Why did I have to keep to only an 8 foot addition?
Well, you were there in 1983. It was a mobile home park, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
And you had what, side yard setbacks of, what was it at that time? Was that on the special list or?
I would not know that. Probably if it was non-conforming, it would be 5 foot setbacks, if not 10.
It was whatever was legal at the time. I did not ask for any kind of variance for that. I just went out the 8 feet I was allowed to go out.
Ma'am, did you say that your home is 4.5 feet from your fence?
Yes, sir.
So that's less than 5 feet?
Yes. Okay. And it's a wooden fence. It's not plastic.
So is your fence on the property line?
It's probably a little inside, an inch or two inside the property line. But, you know, it's by the posts and everything, that, you know. It's a cedar fence. As I say, I have no objection to somebody going longer. You know, it's a mobile home lot. That's what they were meant to be. I mean, it wasn't meant for McMansions, and it's just incredible what's happening to our water with these large houses and more people in them. We're on wells. We're not on city water. All we need is saltwater intrusion.
Is there an organization down there now?
We have a board, and they do get concerned when they see what's happening to the things. You hear lots of comments made about the Board of Adjustments.
Do they see any, do they have anything in their rules and regulations that say they must see the application before it comes before Sussex County?
I do believe they do ask for that, yes.
Okay.
But some people have not followed it. I don't know whether this person did or not.
Okay. That's in their deed?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Rector?
Sir, just a moment. I'll let you speak just a moment, sir, as soon as she's done.
Well, you know, I've been studying Cape Windsor, and I think I have to make this statement here because of the fact that I know this has been changed from a mobile home park to an AR1 district, okay, due to the fact that these setbacks and there were smaller lots. But that gave you the ability to go up 42 feet so you wouldn't encroach, so that people could put second stories in their homes and not exceed the rules.
Okay. That happened after I built mine.
Right, that happened after yours. So now we're seeing variances come through for side yards and nothing going up any further than a double wide, something like that. So
there are double wides on the sides of the canal, but the points, there's no double wides.
Right. So I think the message you could take back with, I just made that statement, that, you know, the board's going to have to start considering a 42-foot height instead of side yard variances. Okay, and that's what you were at 4.5 feet from your line?
the wall of my house is 4.5 feet from the actual fence. The posts are a little further out. In other words, the fence, the good part of the fence is on my side of the posts.
That's a little, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Okay. Sir, do you have a question?
Oh, no, I had an answer for Mr. Rickard.
Okay, sir, you need to come up to the podium. So you can... And just for the record, this is Mr. Wirtz again.
Thank you. You had asked about the board of directors within our homeowners association who does not get involved with the board of adjustment anymore.
They don't? Okay.
No, with coming here to give testimony.
Okay.
But we still do give our plans to the board of to our community, and an architect looks them over, and it's commonly accepted by Cape Windsor as a community for the they don't disagree with a 5-yard setback on one side.
In other words, you present it to them first.
You present it to them first,
and then they approve or disapprove.
And
the
they'll approve or disapprove of it, and then the architect looks at it. And then they make the recommendations to you.
to you.
To me.
Yeah.
Who I would give my proposal to them. They'll look over my plans, and then they would say yay or nay. No, we don't agree with this, or we don't agree with that. And that may be the likely reason that David changed his request from 5 feet both sides to 5 feet one side.
Okay.
Because that's what's commonly accepted.
Where I'm going with this, I want to find out exactly what the function of your, and if that is in effect right now, the board or whatever you call that organization down there. You do have an organization.
Yes, sir. We have a homeowners association.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I correct something I said?
Yes.
I think I had the lots mixed up. The variance is not on Mrs. Riley's lot. It's on the I think I had the survey upside down when I looked at it. It's on the corner lot, right? That's a 5-foot setback there because of the variance. And then from what Mrs. Riley testified, she has a 5-foot setback, which I assume was pre-existing from when it was a mobile home park. And ultimately, we reduce our request to 1 5-yard.
5-foot side yard.
Variance, basically to have what our neighbors have. And like I said, there's 60% of the lots have variances of a similar nature.
No, that makes
but
sense.
Now it's on the opposite side.
So
away
it's
from
on
her.
Lot 15, not 17 side.
No, we're requesting a variance on the western side, which would be Mrs. Riley's.
Yes, okay.
Okay, right. So that'd be the same.
Be the same.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Against her.
Yeah.
Her side.
Right. So I'd show it'd be the same
I got,
they got.
I got another question.
Yes.
Has he ever considered doing meeting the setbacks and just going longer with it?
Again, that's not what's been done for the last 20 years, and it would be out of character with the other houses. And again, based on the history of what's been done in Cape Windsor, this would seem to be the reasonable thing to do. The precedent has been set. As I said, there's been 10 variances since 2000 giving these side yard variances. We were just doing what appeared to be the normal course.
Somebody else has been there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Mr.
Hearing
Chairman,
no other.
The office received a letter.
Yes.
From a Mr. Charles Perry Jr. in reference to this case. Based on their request for a total of a 10-foot variance, the width of their home will be 30 feet wide. When we built our home in 2010, we were told that the maximum width of a point home in the Cape Windsor subdivision was 25 feet. This was because the point lots were only 40 feet wide. To the best of my knowledge, there are virtually no homes on the point lots that are wider than 25 feet and certainly not any of my neighbors on Wilson Avenue. While I am not in agreement with the requested variance, I would wholeheartedly endorse a variance request of 5 feet on the west side of Mr. Skivo's lot and would welcome the addition to the neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, then chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion we take case number 11,083 under advisement.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a
second by Mr. Rickards, that we take case number 11,083 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,083 has been taken under advisement.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you, Mr.